BBC News with Marion Marshall. Exit polls suggest that Israel's governing coalition has lost ground in a general election that's seen an unusually high turnout across the country. The polls indicate a return to power for the right-wing alliance, led by the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, but with a substantially reduced majority. They show an unexpected surge of support for the new centrist party, Yesh Atid, led by a former television presenter, Yair Lapid. Kevin Connolly reports from Mr. Netanyahu's Likud party headquarters in Tel Aviv.
As news of the television exit polls flashed onto giant screens at Likud headquarters, party activists cheered and celebrated. It was more relief than real jubilation. The polls suggest that the combined list led by Benjamin Netanyahu has lost a quarter of its seats, but that should still leave him in a position to form a coalition. At one point, the headquarters was crackling with rumours that he'd done even worse. Parties to the left and right both picked up seats. The resulting picture is of a fragmented parliament. The likely outcome that Mr. Netanyahu, a great survivor, has survived again.
The French President François Hollande and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel have marked 50 years of friendship between their two countries. There was a joint cabinet meeting in Berlin and a joint session of both parliaments to celebrate half a century of the Élysée Treaty. This sealed the two countries' reconciliation after the Second World War. At a joint news conference, Angela Merkel explained that she and Mr. Hollande were urging closer economic and financial ties between Eurozone countries to help them avoid a repeat of Europe's current debt crisis.
That's why we, France and Germany, want by May to put forward proposals for the stabilisation and deepening of the economic and monetary union. It's about a deeper cooperation in economic policy.
The European Union has allowed 11 of its member states to introduce a new tax designed to discourage financial speculation. It's expected the tax will be levied on every trade in bonds, shares,